Introduction. Welcome to Lesson 2.3, Operational Reporting versus Strategic Reporting. This lesson is part of Module 2, Core Skills Applications of Business Intelligence in the Business Intelligence Fundamentals for Data Scientists course. In this lesson, we'll explore the differences between operational and strategic reporting, best practices for generating reports, and tools for effective reporting. By the end of this lesson, you will be able to differentiate between operational and strategic reports and understand their implications for business decision-making. Main content differences between operational and strategic reporting. Understanding the differences between operational and strategic reporting is crucial for effective business intelligence. Operational reporting is focused on the day-to-day operations of a business. These reports provide insights into current performance and help monitor ongoing activities. They typically include data on sales figures, inventory levels, financial transactions, and other key performance indicators that reflect the immediate state of the business. The primary purpose of operational reports is to facilitate operational decision-making and improve efficiency. For example, a weekly sales report might show the total sales, the number of transactions, and the average sale per customer. This type of report enables managers to identify trends, spot issues quickly, and make data-informed decisions to enhance operational effectiveness. On the other hand, strategic reporting is designed to inform long-term decision-making and planning. These reports provide a broader view of the organization's performance and are often used by senior management to shape the overall direction of the business. Strategic reports typically incorporate historical data, market trends, and forecasts, offering insights that help in evaluating the effectiveness of strategies and initiatives. An example of a strategic report could be an annual performance analysis that reviews key metrics over multiple years, allowing executives to assess growth patterns and make informed decisions regarding future investments or market expansion. Understanding these differences is essential because the type of reporting you choose directly impacts how effectively your organization can respond to challenges and seize opportunities. Best practices for generating reports. To create effective reports, it's essential to follow best practices that ensure clarity, relevance, and usability. Here are some key best practices. Define your audience. Understanding who will use the report is critical. Tailor the content and presentation to meet the needs of your audience, whether they are operational staff, management, or stakeholders. Keep it concise. Avoid overwhelming your audience with excessive data. Focus on the key metrics and insights that align with the report's purpose. Use visuals. Incorporate charts, graphs, and other visual aids to present complex data in an easily digestible format. Visuals can enhance understanding and retention. Ensure accuracy. Always verify the data before distribution. Inaccurate reports can lead to poor decision-making and loss of trust in the reporting process. Regularly review. Continually assess the reporting process and adapt to any changes in business needs or technology. This ensures your reports remain relevant and useful. By adhering to these best practices, you can produce reports that not only convey information effectively but also drive actionable insights. Tools for effective reporting. There are various tools available that can facilitate operational and strategic reporting. These tools can help automate data collection, visualization, and analysis, saving you time and enhancing accuracy. Business intelligence software. Tools like Tableau, Power BI, and Looker allow you to create dynamic dashboards and visualize data in real time. These platforms enable users to generate both operational and strategic reports quickly by integrating data from various sources. Spreadsheet software, Excel, remains a popular choice for many professionals. It offers powerful functions for data analysis, charting, and report generation. While it requires more manual input, it's a versatile tool that can handle both operational and strategic reporting needs. Reporting automation tools. Tools such as Google Data Studio and Zoho Reports allow users to automate the reporting process. They enable seamless data integration and provide templates for quick report generation. Project management tools. Applications like Asana or Trello can also be used to generate reports on project progress, resource allocation, and team performance, thereby supporting operational reporting. By leveraging these tools, you can enhance the effectiveness and efficiency of your reporting processes, leading to better informed decision-making. Conclusion: in this lesson, we examined the distinctions between operational and strategic reporting and discussed best practices for generating reports effectively. We also explored various tools that can enhance the reporting process. By understanding these concepts, you now have the ability to create reports that are not only informative but also drive meaningful business decisions. As you move forward, consider how you can apply these insights to your reporting practices to support your organization's objectives. Reflection questions: how can you apply the differences between operational and strategic reporting to improve your current reporting practices? Which best practices do you think would be most beneficial for your reporting process, and why? Reflect on the tools discussed in this lesson. Which one do you think would best suit your operational or strategic reporting needs, and how would you implement it?